When you get to something that you perceive, the person perceives, it meets 3 to 4 of their needs on a high level, you're addicted. That's where addictions are. When it's 1 or 2, you can handle it. When it's 4 or 5, you're addicted. Addictions have very little to do with chemicals. They have everything to do with the fact that a person gets addicted to meeting their needs. I'll give you an offshoot story for a second. I went and saw the movie Traffic. Did you guys see that movie? And I was at QVC, you know, really high-level conversations I was having at QVC at the time. And during a break, we went to this movie. And the limo driver took us and said, "You want to come in with us?" And he said, "Sure." So we watched Traffic, which was a very high-level inspirational movie. And a very depressing movie because it shows you the truth. So it's not very uplifting. So you have to make it uplifting by finding a great meaning, because in the end, they show you no solutions. They just show you all the problems. And what's interesting is during the movie, the guy next to me, I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so intense. Like, this is," and then I'm watching this girl do this thing, and I'm going, "What the hell is that?" And he goes, "It's a black spray mountain something, you know, she's snorting some heroin or something, some slang term for it." So I'm going, he must have a reference base in this area. So afterwards, we're talking with myself and Sage and my assistant, and him, and we're saying, you know, "What did you think of the movie, and what was your experience of it?" And he said, "I thought it was funny." I said, "Funny?" He goes, "Yeah, I thought it was hilarious." And a couple of times he did laugh when I was like looking at the film like whatever and looking over him, right? And I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "Because it just shows what a joke it is. The American government trying to deal with this stuff, U.S. government." He says, "I can't even believe they allowed this film to be made." He said, "As long as there's a desire, people are going to find a way." He said, "So you can do everything you want, throw them all in jail, and they're still going to go do it." I said, "How do you know so much about this?" He said, "Well, I've been in jail for 10 out of the last 13 years. I said, "Really?" He said, "What for?" He said, "For selling." I said, "Are you selling now?" He said, "You want some?" I said, "No." "No, just kidding." He said, no, "I'm not selling, man. I'm not selling. I'm out. I said, "How long have you been out for?" I said, 6 months. I said, "Were you a user?" He said, "No, I never use this stuff. I'm not stupid. I just sold it." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "You know what people do?" He said, "The reason I kept going back is you don't get addicted to the drug." He said, "You get addicted to the lifestyle." He said, "I got buddies," and he said, "They get off the drug," but he said, "Being a lifestyle, you can walk in, you buy the most expensive suite, and all your buddies come over, and you hang, and you laugh. That's what you get addicted to. The outfits, the cars, the danger." He said, "Man, I make, you know, $9,000 a night carrying 3 women in the back of a limo filled with drugs, just from Philadelphia to New Jersey." He said, "I mean, what else am I going to do that makes that kind of money?" He said, "It's a hell of a deal." He said, "So, you know, that lifestyle," he said, "that's it. It's not anything else. It's the lifestyle. It's being in that lifestyle you get addicted to." So he gets significance and certainty and variety and all those things. So it's pulled him back again and again and again. Addictions come when you get 3 to 4 or more needs being aligned with the exact same experience. When you have that perception, you got an addiction. The only way to break the addiction is completely change what you associate to that experience so it feels uncertain or sick feelings of variety or insignificant. Right? When those things happen, then the game changes. Now, coming back to our lady here, Simona here, Simona's got herself an addiction on the one hand, but she has a much bigger addiction. Because people do a lot to get what they want, but they'll do anything to keep from losing the things that are more important to them. See, people will do things for desire, one reason, but which works more to motivate somebody quicker? Desire or pain? Which one? That's right. They may desire pleasure, but they gotta avoid pain. And so the two pains we all have, the fear we're not enough, right? And that fear that we're not going to be loved. So what Simone has done is, if you do something, you try something, you go out there, you start enjoying yourself, you start really loving yourself, you really are happy. How does that work for most people around you? We're a culture where the more people succeed, in the beginning they get rewarded, and after a while they definitely get pain. Because people's success, in the very beginning, we think we relate to them. They're brand new at it. It's there. Well, maybe I could do it too. But if they've been there for a while, then pretty soon they become a symbol for other people of what they're not. Even if that person has no feelings that they're less significant than them. It doesn't matter what you think about another person. It's what they think about themselves. So what is a breaker switch? A breaker switch is very simply this. If you were with me in Fiji not long ago, we had an interesting experience. And I probably said this on the videotape. I'll say it to you again. Explosion of electrical power. Literally a lightning bolt hit the ground. And I was here, and maybe that back wall back there, just beyond that back wall exit, to give you a sense of a distance, this explosion happened. And my lady Sage was right up there, and I freaked. And I'm running up there. I turn around. Her hair's about like this. Frizzed out like this. Her eyes are about this big. And a lightning bolt came down and smacked the ground maybe 20 feet in front of her. And it exploded. And you hear this crack like I'd never heard in my whole life. Well, what's interesting is it didn't just go through the ground and affect her hair and jolt everybody. It knocked out all the electricity in the entire resort. Now, it didn't hit anything. Just the force of that going through the ground knocked out all the electricity in the entire resort. What's really cool is within 5 minutes, all electricity in the resort was up again because we have breaker switches. What the breaker switches do is if the force coming at you is enough to destroy the electrical system, to keep the whole thing from frying, there's a breaker switch that shuts everything off. It shuts off the electricity so it can't get to everything else. Now, we had about 4 computers in the resort that weren't tied to our breaker switches, and they're all fried and destroyed. They're unrepairable. Completely destroyed in an instant. Because the force of that was overwhelming. You follow me? So, I was pretty thrilled. Flipped on all the breaker switches, everything's working again. In life, the ultimate lightning bolt is something that would make you perceive that you could lose your sense that you were worth anything, to feel worthless, and or that you would be completely unloved. Worthless being the one that leads to feeling like you'd be unloved. So most of us have a series of belief systems or breaker switches that are there not because we believe them, we know better. We've designed them so that if anything that might keep us to a place where we could get exposed to feeling insignificant won't happen, and we have a reason to explain to people, it's not that I have no guts, it's not that I can't make myself do something, it's not because I'm a loser, it's because I have to do these things. It's because of my background. It's because I was raped when I was 12. It's because I had a bad marriage. It's because I was beat as a child. It's because. And we've made entire industries out of people called psychologists and psychiatrists who have hearts of gold, most of them, but they have also been conditioned, and they have a little policeman who thinks if they can figure out how to solve your problem, you'll finally be happy. And the origin of your problem is, of course, in your past. When the fact is, it's sitting here right in front of you, it's called your breaker switch, it's keeping you gutless from putting yourself on the line and doing the very things that will give you every ounce of joy you've been looking for. No risk, no what? No reward. And most people never take a significant risk, so they never get a significant reward, and they wonder why their life is mediocre emotionally. But they compare themselves to their friends and feel good about themselves. I'm doing better than my friends. Look at my family. Look how I'm doing compared to them. You know, if you want to feel good, turn on Jerry Springer. He's probably out there still somewhere, right? You can still feel good about yourself. There's something like that, right? Think about it. So breaker switch. So all she's got is one breaker switch that can protect her from ever really taking any real significant risk and saying, you know, I really don't love myself. I really don't do these things. I kind of have a little worm level of love every now and then. I don't love myself too much, so I don't want you to think I really love myself, because then you might think I'm full of myself. You might judge me, think I'm arrogant, and may not be close to me and stuff. So I'm really humble. Really, I am. I'm so humble because I know that perfection is the only thing I can ever have. Well, since you know you can have perfection, perfection is the lowest standard on earth. Why is it the lowest standard on earth? Because it's completely unattainable. And she knows it's unattainable, so it's no standard. What she's really saying is, I have no standards. And by that way, I'll never be disappointed, therefore I get certainty. But I can pretend it's really significant. And I can pretend I don't know what's going on here. And I can be completely unconscious, and once in a while I'll get conscious and go, well, I know better, but. But is what you sit on. Okay? It's not a way for you to stop yourself from moving forward. You got to frame things in a different way. So what she's really saying is, I'm gutless, which is also a lie. She's not gutless. She's just not using her guts. So she's got this story. Now we can all figure out how she does it, because we know the second thing you got to know to help someone change is what's preventing them from getting it, which is a what? Triad. A triad is what? It's a specific pattern of what? Quick. Focus or belief, right? And so we know that the triad has got these little bases to it. She goes to this little state like this, and she says, well, you know I got to be perfect. If you play small enough, you can fit in and just show that you care enough and you got some tools to give, then you not only fit in, but you're likely, you got a cool system that'll make you feel some love. All these are obtainable levels of love, not sustainable levels of love. So triad's the way to do it. And of course, once you figure out the triad, of course, what do you do? Create lasting change through 7 how many steps? master steps, right? We know what those are. Number one,